Everybody.
Praise
God indeed. Good to see y'all tonight. Hope everyone's having a great week. A beautiful day today. I had a chance to be outside at work some, and it was really, really just a beautiful day. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to welcome everybody watching online. Hopefully that you're able to tune in with us now, or if you're watching at a later date, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. We'll get ready to open with prayer. We're just going to go ahead and take prayer requests. If you're watching online and you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments. We'd be glad to pray with you. Anyone on my right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Miss Lori. Oh, all righty. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone on my left side with a spoken? Yes, brother. Absolutely. We'll keep him in our prayers. Anyone else in the congregation with a spoken? Yes, Miss Jenya. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great, great. All righty. Anyone up on the right? Spoken prayer request? Same here. I just want to say for my family, and God knows each and every situation. You have any unspoken prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. Praise God. Now let's raise that other hand and give God the glory. Our most heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, we just want to open up our hearts and our minds, dear Lord, to be receptive to you and your word, dear Lord. Let your Holy Spirit just have a free reign amongst each and every one of us. Dear Lord, you see the hands that are raised and you know each and every need. Dear Lord, we ask for you to heal, and dear Lord, for you to be with those prayer requests, those spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, there's still those that are sick, those that aren't able to be with us this evening, dear Lord, those that are traveling. Lord, those that are looking for a job or going on an interview, dear Lord, we ask you to touch that situation. And dear Lord, for those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord, now we're asking you to be with them. Strengthen them, dear Lord, as only you can. And dear Lord, again, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, again, we just want to praise you. We want to pray for our teen class and for the little ones downstairs. And, dear Lord, again, we just give you all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go about your work. Dear Lord, for each and every ministry that goes forth from our church, Lord, we ask for you just to bless it. Lord, may it go forth to give you all the glory and to edify you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 277. Let's do Redeemed tonight. I know we do it a lot, but I love this song. I just want to praise God. Amen. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. My Savior.
Savior to me. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Happy in glory someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Amen. Oh,
I'm redeemed.
By love divine. Glory, glory.
Christ is mine.
All to him.
I now reside.
I have been redeemed.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated if you can. Glad to see some other folks coming in. Really excited to have y'all with us this evening. I just love the Lord, and I know each and every one of you do too. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. I don't have any announcements up here. Anyone have any announcements for this evening? All righty. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Bitsy. Ask you if you would ask the Lord to bless our offering, please. Amen. Amen.
If I get to coughing and all, y'all just, you know, because we all get up here and we start coughing and all. I did want to say this. I had to go to the eye doctor last Friday. This eye, I can see close up. This one, I see far away. So, I don't know which way to look and see. I'm going to try to do this without messing up, but then again, I may say, since when you be ready in case of anything. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I could not. It's a place of peace and rest.
It's been so long. And when I walk up to His throne and feel the joy I've never known, it'll be hard, so very hard, not to cry. Now you can say that I'm emotional, crying's always been easy for me, whether because my heart is heavy or my joy ecstatic gleam. So I will pray that when I get there, realize my race is through. It'll be hard to hold the tears back when it all comes into view. It'll be hard.
Tonight. Glad to see all of your faces. It's been a while. Y'all worship with me.
When the music longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way
in Florida. His sister called me right before church, and he has emphysema and a couple other things, but he just got diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and he's having a hard time breathing. So she said, if you would please remember him, his name's Roger. I also remember Gabe. I had to take him to the doctor today, and he's going to have his tonsils removed. So he's not wanting to do it, but he's going to have to eventually. So just keep him in prayer until he decides that we're going to do surgery.
Amen. Most definitely.
Well, praise the Lord. What a song. Powerful song. Amen. It is all about Jesus, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Everything that we do needs to center around the Lord. Amen. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. You know, we've got a saying here. It's not about us. It's all about Him. Amen. And we need to be reminded of that so many times. Sometimes it's in society, we think it's all about us, and Jesus is just supposed to attend to all of our needs, and certainly He does and can, and He's a mighty God, but it's all about Him. Everything that we do, everything that we live for, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we certainly thank Him for His closeness. We thank Him for His Spirit. Thank Him for His healing power, too. And I know we've already prayed, but let's stand and go to the Lord in prayer, too, to remember, what was the name again? Roger, and certainly Gabe, and there's just a lot of folks out there that need the Lord and need to be touched. Brother Jim McCoy, we need to remember him in prayer. And so many families, amen, are just battling a lot of sickness. So let's just pray, and let's just pray that God will have His will, too. And let's just all pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come again, God, before Your mighty throne, Lord, to ask for healing, God, for so many people tonight. Father, I pray, Lord, for these special requests. God, I pray that You would touch them, Lord. God, be with Brother Gabe there. I ask You, Lord, to touch and anoint and make a way for him. Every household, God, that's suffering, God, and battling with the sickness. Father, I pray, God, that You would reach down right now with Your mighty healing hand. God, strengthen and touch and comfort those who stand in need of prayer. God, so many tonight, Lord, not only in our congregation, but in our community, Lord, in our nation as well. Father, we pray, God, that Your healing hand would sweep over this nation. God, we ask You just to have Your will and way in this service tonight, God. We know, Lord, that it's all about You. And Father, we want to lift You up in everything that we do. In our song, in our praise, in our worship, Lord, everything is about You. You give us the very life or breath that we breathe. And Father, we're so thankful tonight. And we ask You now, Lord, just to have Your way. And we'll be careful to give You all the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. If you have your Bibles tonight, we want to go to the book of St. John in the 15th chapter. Amen. The words of Jesus. Amen. If it's all about Jesus, amen, we need to listen and pay attention to what He says. And I'm thankful, thankful for the entire Word, amen, from lid to lid, from Genesis to Revelation. Especially thankful for the red letters, amen, that the Lord Jesus spoke and is still speaking to us today. In the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 1, the writer says, Jesus' words here says, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Let me repeat that. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. For without me ye can do nothing. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. God, we thank You for Your promise, for Your direction. I ask You now, Lord, humbly to anoint these lips of clay. God, speak to our hearts tonight that we'll be submissive and obedient to Your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you know it's all about Him, why don't you give Him a hand, a wave tonight, just a wave offering. Amen. Say, here I am, Lord, and I know that it's all about You. And I've got no problem with that. How about you? It is all about our Lord Jesus. Tonight, for a little while, as I want to use as a message text, we need Jesus. Now, you would think that would go without saying, but evidently, we need Jesus. Amen. And the way that things are transpiring in the world today, I think that not only does the church need to be reminded, but we as Christians
need to be reminded, and certainly our nation and our people need to be reminded that we need Jesus. As I spoke about the red letters, Jesus is telling his disciples here a very important lesson. You must abide in me as I abide in you. Now, he was preparing them for the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was preparing them for a time when he would go away and send back the Comforter, and he actually would be inside them, and to let them know that they could not do anything spiritually or any way successful in the kingdom of God without the Lord's Spirit or without his power. I mean, he's thankful not only for his Spirit, but for the power that he gives us. And that's entirely another message. I don't think that we adequately take advantage of the great power that the Lord has instilled within us. Amen. If we're born again and filled with his Spirit, amen, we are a power source, or he is within us. But he told them, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, everything that you do, amen, will come to naught. It'll certainly fail. So he was preparing them for their ministry. He was preparing them to go out and to sow the seeds of the gospel and to bring in converts and to bring people into the body of Christ. So he said certainly, or we realize certainly in our lives that just saying we need Jesus, we know that. We need him as our Savior. Amen. As again, that kind of goes without saying. Every Christian would tell you, no, I can't make it without Jesus. Certainly, we need him. Jesus is the answer to salvation. Jesus paid the price through his precious shed blood for our redemption and for our sin and iniquity, and he also has given us that Comforter. So we know that we need Jesus for salvation. We need Jesus in our lives as Savior, but I would recommend to us also that we need him as we live our lives. And I'm sure that you have seen or been aware of some of the same things that I have over the years. It seems that Jesus has become offensive to certain people or organizations or folks that's in the world. One thing that you would think that everyone could agree on was the Son of God, Jesus, the supreme sacrifice, the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God, would be unanimous, or everybody would certainly recognize him as Lord and Savior, but that is not the case. But what's more alarming, even those that recognize him as Lord and Savior have been put on the defensive, so to speak, not to mention the word Jesus, not to wear apparel that has Jesus written on it in public places or schools. And the very thing that the world needs, the very thing that the nation needs, the very thing that our young people need is something that has become offensive to society. Church, we need Jesus. We need Jesus back in our lives. We have him as personal Savior. We have him as our sacrificial Lamb. We have him as the Messiah, but we also need him as Counselor. We need him to guide us. We need him to be the closest friend that we possibly have. I could not have picked out a better song, Sister Tabitha, for anyone to sing tonight than "It's All About Jesus," because that's what he has been bearing on my heart and on my soul this week. Because everything that we do outside of Jesus is not going to be productive. It's not going to be producing anything, any spiritual fruits, he said. You know, he was talking to them about spiritual fruits. He wasn't talking about apples and oranges. He was talking about joy and goodness and all of these wonderful things that they could do and sowing the seed of the gospel and spreading the gospel. And he said, you're not going to be able to do it on your own or on your own merit or on your own talent or on your own ability. And how many would testify with me tonight that we can't do anything without Jesus? Amen. But he also says that with him, all things are possible. So we can do things through Jesus, but not without Jesus. So we need him as we live our lives. We need him, as I said, as a Counselor. We need him as a confidant. We need him as a best friend. I would dare to say, and I often say this, I don't see how folks make it today without a relationship with Jesus. Let me tell you, even knowing Jesus and living a life, trying to live a life pleasing unto the Lord and trying to be dedicated and committed to serving him, life still seems to be difficult at times, to say the very least. There's some hardships out there. Can I get an agreement with the congregation tonight? There's some stepping stones. There's some things that we have to overcome. And I would dare say, how in the world that people are able to overcome or fight those battles or live those situations in their life without a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I personally could not do it. I need him every day of my life. He is not just somebody that I have to talk to or need to talk to on Sunday or Wednesday. How many knows that we need him every day of our life? Sometimes in the middle of the night, I need the Lord. And I know this message is not talking so much about salvation. That ought to be a given. We know that we can't have salvation. There's no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we also need him to lead us and guide us as we attempt to lead our lives. I need him in my business transactions. Very few. I don't have that many now. Amen. Since I retired and I have a financial committee and she handles most of that for me. And thank God for that the Lord has blessed me with a wonderful financial committee of one. But still, we as a couple, we ask the Lord's guidance and we ask him to intervene in our spiritual life as well as our material life and as well as our finances and decisions that must be made. And I'll just go ahead and say, this is just me. I'm not preaching that you have to do it. But when we make certain purchases, we usually do that after we've talked. Now, every once in a while, I'll splurge, and she kind of lets me know that I do that. But I'm very quick to follow it up and tell her exactly where we spent that money. She used to get on to me for not putting it down in the checkbook. And I asked her, I said, do we still have a checkbook? And she assured me that I could take it over anytime I wanted to. And I said, no, baby, you just continue to do that, and I'll just ask you every once in a while. But what my point is, I need Jesus in my life. I need Jesus in my everyday life. We have him here. He's so good, so wonderful to bless us, to anoint us, to heal us, to make a way, to save us. But I need him even more every day of my walk with him. I need him to help me. I need him to lead me. I need him to pick me up sometimes. You know, I don't know if you realize it, but sometimes preachers get down too, and pastors sometimes they have those moments. But if it wasn't for Jesus... Amen. If it wasn't for Jesus, the times would be unbearable. But thank the Lord that he's not only always there, but this is so important to me. He understands. He understands that we're human. He understands that we're flesh. He understands that we're going to be moody. I thought I'd get a few amens. He understands that we're going to have some bad days and we're going to be out of coffee every once in a while. And he's overbearing with us are long-suffering with us and understands, but we can't do anything without him. But as a church, we know that, or we should know that. As a Holy Ghost-filled person, we certainly should realize that we're nothing without Christ. Our life up until the point that we accepted Jesus Christ was just kind of like a ship on a sea, just kind of being tossed to and fro wherever we wanted to go or wherever the flesh dictated for us to go. That's what we did, and that's what we followed. But how many knows when we got a Savior, we got the captain of our ship? We should. And as the captain of our ship, he needs to lead us and guide us, and he will. Amen. I know he gives us the desires of our heart, and he meets all of our needs, but we need to be more receptive to what Jesus wants in our personal life as well. And we need him, and we know that in the church. But church, have you witnessed and have you realized that how that it is that society is slowly but surely pushing Jesus out of everything? They're kind of pushing him over to the side and saying, oh, well, you know, we don't speak of that here because certain people may be offended. And we as a church and we as Christians have been sort of say, well, you know, we don't want to be pushy and we don't want to force and we don't want to. You can't force salvation on anybody. How many knows you got to be led by the Spirit of the Lord? If salvation could have been forced on me, my mother would have forced it on me the first time I ever went to church with her. Amen. But she whipped me, but she couldn't give me salvation, but she could lead me to Christ. but you can't do it that way. But we as a people, we as believers, so many times have passively sat by the wayside and allowed Jesus to be taken out. Many years ago, I was writing something for the newsletter that we had at that particular time, and my point was, where are the nativity scenes on Christmas cards? And the reason I did that, it came from an actual event. I had gone, and I was going to the store, and I was going to try to get some religious Christmas cards. And, you know, I wanted the ones with baby Jesus, the nativity scene. You know, there's some with a wise man. There's some with, I saw all kind of snowmen, Santa Claus. I saw all kind of pretty things and all that, you know. And I had to keep looking and looking and looking, and finally found some little bitty cards tucked way back in the back that had the manger scene. And I thought then, and I wrote something in the newspaper, where is the nativity scene at Christmas? And that was many, many years ago. But folks, now it's being taken out of public places, the nativity scene. Many people don't even want to say Christmas anymore. It's just happy holidays. And there's a reason behind that. The adversary is at work. Anything that he can do to get Christ or Jesus out of the way, that's what he's trying to do. And folks, it's even gotten worse. It's gotten into our schools. It's gotten into our political correctness. It's gotten into some churches. It's gotten into a lot of communities. They want to push Jesus aside. But Sister Tabitha, that song is so wonderful, and a beautiful job of singing it to let us know, Lord, everything that we do, when we come into the house of God, it's not to sing and fellowship. And it's everything that we do is for him, to glorify him and to worship him. Every testimony, every sermon, every Sunday school class, every meeting should always be centered about giving praise and worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We need Jesus. We need him in our lives. We need him to live our lives. And we need him in society. I'm sorry, but it should not be offensive to say, I love Jesus. It should not be offensive to anybody to say, he is my Lord and Savior. But people don't want to hear that, and they don't want you to speak that, and they don't want you to, they won't just say, you know, it's all right to worship a God or a deity. You can worship just about whoever you want to, but just don't mention the name Jesus, because to many people, it is offensive. Lord have mercy. We need Jesus. We need Jesus like we've never needed him before. And I'm saying, you understand that we certainly know we need him as our Savior. But we need him back in our lives. We need him back in society. We need it to be all right if somebody wants to say something about I love Jesus and it not offend somebody. We need Jesus back in our leaders. It's very, well, I almost said amusing, but it's really not amusing. It's really sad when some of our leaders dance around trying to say anything about Christianity or Jesus because they don't want to offend certain of their constituency, when that didn't used to be the case at all. I mean, our forefathers were all about serving God and about being led in a nation that was found on godly principles. But over a period of time, we've kind of pushed Jesus out of the way and said, it's all right if you want to worship him, but just don't do it publicly. Don't do it in front of somebody because they may not see eye to eye to what you see. It is all about Jesus, and we need Jesus. You know, several years ago, prayer was taken out of school, and it caused quite a disturbance. But you know, it didn't stop there. They tried to take anything, the apparel that you wear, the clothes, the t-shirts. You can't wear certain things. And even some things you can't even talk about Jesus during Christmas. I know sometimes they dance around that and kind of thank God that some still do, but it's really kind of frowned on because the the school, the pupils in the school, some of them come from families that don't serve Jesus or don't worship Jesus or don't even acknowledge that he was the Messiah. But let me tell you something. Prayer is good, but prayer to any God is not going to work. And they will say, okay, you can pray, but you have to pray to, you know. No, we need Jesus. Folks, it's all about Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is our Savior. We need to recognize him. We need to worship him. We don't need to be ashamed of Jesus, and we certainly don't need to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So if we're talking about getting prayer back in school, how about this? Let's get Jesus back in school. Amen. If we get Jesus back in school, the prayer will come. Amen. And my Jesus can hear a silent prayer. Amen. They may tell me I can't pray out in a certain place, but they can't keep me from praying in my heart, and that won't keep Jesus from hearing me either. Amen. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need him at our workplace. I am so thankful that the place that I worked allowed us to pray openly. You know, sometimes, how about praying for certain so-so? Is he sick or something like that? Well, we had a group that if prayer was needed, we would hold hands there in the hallway of the cubicles and pray. And thank goodness we had a president and a vice president that not only allowed that, but was involved in it as well. And you know, we prayed over our meals and things. And I was so blessed to be able to talk about the Lord. And it was just wonderful environment. But that's not the case everywhere. It's not the case everywhere. Some places you'll be reprimanded if you pray outwardly or even speak of Jesus or try to witness to somebody. That we don't do that here, you know. Hey, we need Jesus back in the workplace. I will assure you that the work will go a lot better, amen, in an atmosphere that worships and praises the Lord Jesus. And you know what? We need Jesus back in Christmas and Easter. Amen. You know, worship and celebrate the way that you want to, but society has flipped it over to the paganistic type rather than the religious type of Easter and Christmas. I talked about the nativity scene, and I love the nativity scene. I love seeing the baby Jesus lying there, and the story of his birth is so wonderful, and I never tire of reading it or when the Christmas plays, I always look forward to that and hearing it over and over and over again, because it reminds me of the humble birth that Jesus had and how that he came on his mission to be the sacrificial lamb. And it's just a blessing. But also Easter is more about baskets and eggs and a bunny hopping rabbit. And that's okay to do that. But what really, really is important is that Easter, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. We need Jesus, church. We need him. And I'll finally say, you know, we need him back in our churches as well. Man, sometimes it's gotten more about this and that and the music and the lights and the big monitors and all of that. And all of that is wonderful as long as it's all about Jesus. Amen. Everything that we do here at the church should be about Jesus. Every song that's sung, every word that's spoken, every testimony ought to be lifting up, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that is, as he said, for without me, you can do nothing. Peter, John, you may be the greatest preachers in the world. You may be the greatest evangelist. But aside from the vine, you're just broken branches. And your ministry will fail. You'll not be able to do anything unless you abide in me. And not only did that apply to the disciples' church, but that applies to us today too. We can't make it without Jesus. I can't make it without. I don't have a problem saying that I can't make it without Jesus. I, as the song says, I can't even walk unless he's holding my hand. And I need him every day and every hour. We need Jesus back in our lives. We need him in our families. My Lord, have mercy. There's so many families that are torn apart, separated, having issues and situations, and Sometimes Jesus is the last thing that they're thinking about when it ought to be the very first thing that they were thinking about. We need to rear our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Teach them about Jesus. Teach them that whatever they aspire to do in this life, whatever plateau they reach, how famous they are, how rich they are, how successful they are, nothing overrides the importance of having Jesus in your life to lead you and guide you and to be that personal Savior. So let's let people know. Let's promote Jesus. Amen. You know, it's more important than promoting First Pentecostal Church, by the way. Amen. That's the reason we remind ourselves. It's all about Him. It's not about us. Everything that we do centers around our love for Jesus Christ. So, folks, let's don't be ashamed of the Lord. Let's don't be ashamed to tell folks, you know, I serve a risen Christ. I serve Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Again, He says, I am the vine, you're the branches. Remember, we're just the branch. And unless that vine feeds us, amen, we're not going to be able to be productive at all. But if you abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I'll just say one more thing. Without him, I am nothing. Not only can I not do anything, I'm nothing without Jesus Christ. But because of him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. Are you glad of that? Give the Lord praise tonight. God bless you. We love you from the depths of our heart. Praying for those who are still struggling, praying for those who are battling sickness. Amen. But you know what? We're going to get through it. Amen. Because we serve a mighty God. We serve a Lord that is able, amen, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. What a wonderful Savior we serve. Would you stand? If, in fact, you need prayer before we dismiss tonight, please come forward. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Whatever the need may be, we'll ask the Lord, because we know that in needing Jesus, we also need healing as well. Yes, ma'am. Chase, okay. Absolutely, we'll be praying. Come on, Brother Jim, and dismiss us with prayer. And in our prayer, let's incorporate healing for Chase. Whatever the difficulties, whatever the head injuries were, we pray that the Lord will just touch and anoint his body as we pray together as a church.
There are so many situations. Let's just go ahead and just bow our heads and pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love. But dear Lord, as we pray for those that are in need now, dear Lord, as we lift up Chase to you, Lord, you know the injuries. Dear Lord, you know the needs of his body. And dear Lord, we ask in your most famous name and precious name of Jesus, we ask you to touch each and every one. Dear Lord, there are so many that are sick, that are so many in needs. Lord, as we spoke earlier with the families, those individuals, dear Lord, we ask you to touch them now. Dear Lord, only you are the healer. Dear Lord, only you are the Almighty. Dear Lord, we pray for your healing power, dear Lord, for those watching online. Lord, for every prayer in those comment sections, dear Lord, we ask you to strengthen, dear Lord. Give us that unity and that peace that only you can provide. And, dear Lord, now, dear Lord, as we come to you, we just want to praise you and thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord, we just praise you right now, dear Lord. We know that in your name, Jesus, there is power, dear Lord, and there is healing. There is comfort, dear Lord. There is provisions. There is protection. And, Lord, we're blessing you to touch each and every prayer request now. Lord, for anyone that watches this video tonight or this, they're here with us live, Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord, now as we prepare to depart, Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. For those that are with us tonight, dear Lord, we just praise you for that. Those that we haven't seen in a while, dear Lord, we thank you for giving us all the opportunity to gather in your name. And, dear Lord, again, dear Lord, we just, most precious name of all, name of Jesus Christ. And we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. God bless you. Don't forget Sunday school Sunday morning. You're all invited.